This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1017, Vocabulary for a Massive Surge of IELTS Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we teach you the most impressive paraphrases for increasing and decreasing trends on IELTS. This vocabulary will help your scores not only in writing task one, but task two and speaking. Don't miss it.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good afternoon, Miss Aubrey. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing? Sorry if you guys ever hear any piano notes behind me. My daughter is practicing the piano. You may hear it just faintly in the background.
Oh, that's lovely. So if you guys hear a surge in music, perhaps it is Aubrey's daughter. Guys, we're talking about vocabulary today, and surge is one of the words that we want to talk about. Aubrey, what kind of vocabulary are we going to teach today?
We are sharing vocabulary you'll use when describing an increase or a decrease, because it's really easy to repeat vocabulary if you don't know many words for this, especially on task one academic essays when you'd have to describe an increase or a decrease on a chart or a graph, but elsewhere on IELTS as well, right? And totally. You guys, we want to make sure that you are aware we have a very special offer right now that has never been available before, right, Jessica?
Exactly, you guys. We are so excited to offer a 3 Keys writing only program. We've had students ask for this because sometimes it's just writing. Like, that's the only score that is holding you back. And we also know that writing can be the most difficult part of the whole exam for a lot of students. Excuse me. So guys, we have put together a new 3 Keys writing program, guys. But in order to get in there, you have to be invited. Okay. So this invitation list is still open, but guys, it is closing Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So if you want to be invited into this brand new program, guys, that is guaranteed to increase your writing score, then go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise. And you will be invited into the program. So guys, do not miss your chance to get into this, because like, this is, we don't know if we're going to offer this again. And if we do, it's going to be a lot more expensive than it is now. So don't miss your chance to get in.
Right. This is sort of on a trial basis to kind of gauge interest and see. But exactly like you said, if we even offer this again, it would be pricier. So definitely get on the list now, guys, allearsenglish.com/writingwise. And the vocabulary we're sharing today is similar to some of this comes directly from our writing module. Some of the vocabulary we share so that you can boost your vocabulary scores to 7 or higher on IELTS writing.
Exactly. You know, I still see this sometimes when I'm looking at student essays, not so much from 3 Keys students, because they have learned all the vocabulary, studied how to organize their ideas, and are really, really amazing at hitting that 7 or higher in all the scoring categories. But sometimes a student will book a writing class before they finish the whole module because they just want to see where they're at, right? And that's when I see a lot of repetition, yes, especially mm-hmm. in task one, because like academic task one is so confusing. And you're trying to think about how to talk about these numbers, and it's hard to also think about amazing synonyms for going up and going down, right? So there's a lot to think about, guys, and we don't want you to be confused and to get lost. And so that's why we want to organize everything for you in this writing program. So like Aubrey said, the vocab that you're going to learn today comes directly from the Three Keys Writing module. So let's get into this. Now, we mentioned academic task one. This is like the primary place we think about using this vocabulary. But Aubrey, that's not the only place we're going to use this vocab.
No, exactly. There's a good chance that you'll need it for your writing task too. There are a lot of topics like the obesity epidemic or social media use where you are going to want to describe increases, talking about that this has become much more popular or much more of a problem now than it used to be in the past. And you want to use interesting vocabulary to talk about that increase.
Exactly. Like, don't just say like a lot of kids are on social media these days. Like, that's right? So boring, right? We don't want to say a lot. We don't want to say kids, right? Instead, say something like the amount of children utilizing social media has surged massively in the last decade. Like, that sounds so much better.
Exactly right. You're getting those high-level adverbs, the high-level verbs that mean increase but are much less commonly used. And that's getting you those band 8, band 9 vocabulary words that pushes up your score.
Totally. So, like, here's another thing, guys, before we get to this vocab. Here's another thing, guys. You want to set yourself apart from other students, right?
Right.
And there are lots of vocab lists out there. A lot of them look exactly the same, right? It's just like increase, rise, grow. If you only know those three words, you're still going to get a band 6. So like Aubrey said, these adverbs are so useful. Like, don't say go up a lot. Say surge massively. And also know when to use the adjective noun combination, right? There was a massive surge. So if we have just those two vocabulary words, but you know the different grammar structures, like how to use it as a verb, how to use it as a noun, then that also helps your grammar score. And we teach you those different sentence structures in the writing module as well.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's get into this. Let's talk about increase first. Some of the words that we can use instead of increase, right? So you have definitely heard, like Jessica said, rise, grow. But let's talk about some much higher level, less common words like skyrocket. This is a great word to describe anything that has an impressive rise. So this isn't, you know, if something's increased a little bit, you can't say it's skyrocketed. This is for an impressive change.
And you know what? This is an important thing to remember, guys, connected to this vocab. In your task one, you're never going to describe something that changes a little bit. Like, you're never going to talk about, oh, this went up kind of, and then it went down. Like, guys, in the body paragraphs, you only talk about the most impressive changes, right? The biggest changes. So you're never going to be like, oh, this rose a little bit in 2014 and then it went down. No, like, the examiner does not want to see that information. The examiner only wants to see the biggest changes. So it's a nice way just to connect that idea to the vocabulary you're learning, I think. Okay, so we have rise, grow, skyrocket, surge, and then for adverbs, like I said, massively, that's my favorite one.
Yes, so
significantly
good.
Is great. And here's what I think is really interesting, wildly.
Yes.
That's just, like, it doesn't have to mean crazy. It could just mean, like, a lot more than expected.
Yes, exactly, right? And that is the trick, is if you're describing a task one essay and you, let's say you're describing the biggest change, right? If you have a change over time and you're describing the biggest change on the essay, use one of these adverbs, right? Wildly, massively, to emphasize, like, this is the biggest change on this essay. You're aware of that, right? That task two, or the task score, depends on you, just like Jessica said, sharing the most important information on that graph, on that chart. And you want to make it clear to the examiner that not only do you realize this is the biggest change on the essay, but you have the vocabulary to show that. So use these impressive words.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, students are always asking, like, what vocab should I memorize for the IELTS exam? And the thing is, we don't know what topic you're going to get. So memorizing task one topic vocabulary is legitimately impossible. The only vocab you can memorize that you are sure you'll use is this number vocab, guys. And this is the stuff you want to use all over the exam. I mean, how often do you say a lot? How often do you write a lot? Like, you never have to use that word again, because all of these adverbs we're teaching you, that's, they mean a lot, right? Yes. So like, we could use this vocab all over the place. Okay. So we covered increase. Now decrease. What can we say instead of decrease?
Yes. So you can say drop, that information dropped, or fall, that something fell. And I love this, plunge, which is a much more significant drop if the information, the numbers really went down. And yeah, again, use an adverb. You can say plunge markedly, which means plunged a lot, but is a lot more interesting way to say that.
That's like one of my favorite adverbs. I like markedly. It's so fancy and
it's
impressive.
Very high level.
Mm-hmm. Notably is also fun. But it's not, I don't know. It's fun, but it's not as high scoring as markedly and massively. I think those are the two most impressive adverbs that we're teaching you guys today. And then another just fun verb that means go down is dip. This isn't a common verb, right? And that's, again, what makes it so good for your vocab score. So don't just say it decreased, say it dipped drastically. So remember, guys, if you're using a verb, always add an adverb on there. If you're using these words as a noun, always put an adjective before it, okay? You need to fit in impressive vocabulary wherever you can. And sometimes, if the topic is weird and you don't know how to paraphrase, sometimes this number vocab is the only impressive stuff you got in task one.
Right. Right? So yes, exactly.
It's really worthwhile. And just like as a last note, guys, I think this is also useful for general training task one, especially in complaint letters, right? If you're
definitely
describing a noisy neighbor, you could be like, the noise levels have surged significantly over the past 2 weeks after they moved in or something. Yes. So,
and if they don't plunge markedly soon, I will be taking action.
I love it. It's so fun. All right, guys. So remember, if you want to learn more vocabulary like this in an organized system that is guaranteed to increase your writing score, get in this list, get on this list, guys, so you can be invited into the program. You only have 2 more days, okay? These invitations will end, will be terminated Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So guys, get on the list now so you can get your invitation right away. Sign up, go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Jessica. This was fun chatting about vocabulary today.
Woo! All right. Thanks, Aubrey. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.